Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. We are continuing our study to analyze the statements which was given by Pastor J.D. Greer in this dialogue with Imam Omar Suleiman in North Carolina University. Today we will conclude the session of Pastor J.D. Greer when he shared his complaint about the early church and how Christians are not to be involved in politics. So without further ado, let us begin by listening to the first portion of his statement.
Yeah, one of the things that most Christians would say was the worst thing to happen to Christianity that led in some ways to its greatest numerical success was when Constantine in the 4th century, and he had this supposed vision where he saw the cross and a cloud, and the term was, you know, in this name go and conquer. And at that point, when he becomes a Christian, which every Christian would have been grateful for him becoming a Christian, he then united the Christian gospel with the power of the state. And it took 1,100 years to get rid of that kind of vice in the church. And in many places, it still exists.
Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem with Constantine becoming a Christian. That is because he claimed to be a Christian and he thought by Christianity he can conquer the world. Well, that's not Christianity, Pastor Greer. We don't believe in conquering the world by going in war and forcing people to become a Christian. And I could not find any reason why Pastor J.D. Greer is talking about this topic in this dialogue with Imam Omar Suleiman. Did Imam Omar Suleiman say anything, or do you think he will ever say anything negative about Islam? Allah, Muhammad, the Quran, or the Sunnah of Muhammad, or how the Muslims lived in the last 1,400 years? Of course not. I don't know what is the benefit of bringing this dirty laundry about the faults of people who were not practicing the teaching of Christ and the teaching of the gospel in the early days of Christianity. And the sad thing is, not only did he not talk about the negative way, he did not assure the audience who are listening to him that this is not Christianity. He just said this is a vice in the church. And that problem, it took the church 1,100 years to get rid of. That is obviously to get the Reformation in Martin Luther's day. Now, Pastor J.D. Greer is telling us that for Constantine to become a Christian, that led to the growth of the church in number. Because Constantine conquered in the name of Jesus many countries around the world. Now, I can say that was an evil act. But you know what? Maybe, even though he did it as an evil act, but God used it for good. Think about that. What was the condition of all these countries in Europe before Constantine invaded their land and united them under Christianity? They were barbaric, fighting each other, killing each other. And guess what happened to all these countries after Constantine conquered these countries with the new message, the message of hope, the message of love, which is Christianity. Even though Constantine did not do what is right by conquering these countries, which was the norm in his days, but the result was fantastic. Now these people are no longer killing each other, but united in Christianity. And I'm not saying that all of them became Christians, but many of them were changed by the power of the love of Jesus and the message of Christianity. That cross, which Constantine used, is the true symbol where God showed his love to mankind when Jesus died on the cross to save the people of Europe and the people of the earth from their sins. And that is exactly the change which took place in the people of Europe. They became a civilized nation, a civilized Christian people. That is the good thing that came out of Constantine. At least because of him, now the Christians are no longer persecuted. The Christians are no longer killed for being a Christian. For Constantine made Christianity a legal religion. so people can live and practice the Christian faith without fear, without losing their life, without losing their possessions as it used to be before Constantine became a Christian. So there is many things positive came out of Constantine, even though he did many wrong things, and we prove it to be wrong because it did not fit the teaching of the gospel. Now let's move a little bit forwards. Because of what Constantine did in the 4th century, now we know that some of these churches, which is the Catholic Church, did not follow the teaching of the Bible, and they kept moving to the left to become a non-Christian church. Traditions played a big role in these days, and that led to the persecution of the Christians in Europe. And then because of that, we came to the Reformation time. And because of that, the true born-again Christians who choose not to continue to be under the Catholic Church were seeking a foreign land. They want to run to practice the Christianity in a free land. And that's why these people came to America. And they sought and they developed religious freedom here in America. And now let's move to the real problem I have with Pastor J.D. Greer. It is not because we disagree about Constantine. It's because he does not want America to be a Christian country. Once again, Constantine did not come to America to kill the Indians of America to make them Christians. But the Christians left Europe to come to this land to freely worship Jesus Christ, to become the Christians which we are today in America, following the scripture. Now, those people accomplished the Constitution for America. Those people did not say, to live in America, you must become a Christian. We're following our Constantine, and we're going to kill you if you're not a Christian. No, no, no. They did not do that. They gave the people of America freedom of religion, which means you're welcome to worship Jesus Christ as you wish as a Christian. You're welcome to follow the teaching of the Bible. But if you don't want to become a Christian, that's fine. Now we got this movement of the liberals of America, and it's just a slight change of the words here. They don't say freedom of religion, they say freedom from religion. They don't want Christianity to be practiced in America. And the same people, the liberals of America, who do not want Christianity, they have no problem to welcome Islam. So it's not freedom from religion, but it's freedom from Christianity. They don't want Christianity. You can worship anything and everything you want except Christ as Christians. Now, here's a struggle, Pastor J.D. Greer. What under rules you prefer to live, sir? With a freedom of religion or freedom from religion? Because in your meeting with Imam Omar Sleiman here, you are creating a positive future in America for Islam. That is, Islam taking over this country. No more, no less than that. That's exactly the only benefits will come out of this meeting as we will continue to prove it in our study. So what do you prefer? To have Christians in America free to worship? Christian America to be involved in politics? Christians in America to run for presidents and senators and Congress and mayors and governors as it has been for years and years in America? And I'm not saying all the presidents of the United States of America were born again Christians, but many of them were. And we, the church in America, flourished under these Christian godly men who were holding these offices. You don't like that, do you? I wonder, what else you don't like about Christianity today? Because not only you don't want us to run for office, you don't want us to get involved in politics. I wonder if Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem with Christians praying in our public schools or in public arenas. I wonder if Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem with the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public places. Or maybe a cross to be in a public place. I wonder if Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem for us to stand up for our liberty as Christians to enjoy Christianity in America as it used to be 200 years ago. Because if you don't like freedom of religion, then you are promoting freedom from religion. And that is when Muslims will take over America. And that's when Imam Yasser Qadri and Imam Omar Sleiman and Imam this and Imam that, all these wonderful Muslim Imams who pretend to be loving, peaceful, those who are really, really want to have dialogue with you, Pastor J.D. Greer, will get the green light from you to march on and to take over America. And when that day comes, sir, trust me, there will not be freedom for Christian to worship Jesus Christ in America. America will become Saudi Arabia. America will become Egypt. Or let me say it this way, to get it a little bit closer to you, America will become England. America will become France or Germany or any of the European countries in the last few years as Muslims are controlling their life, as Muslims are controlling their land. So where do you want to go, Pastor J.D. Greer? With your buddy Imam Omar, or with the freedom the Lord has blessed us to be in a country like America, to be able to get involved in politics and do what is right for Jesus and for his kingdom?
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Here is the truth. When I ask people to get involved in politics in America, it's not because we are living in a world to conquer, but because we can protect and hold on to the Constitution, the laws of the land, which liberals and Muslims alike would love to get rid of. We must also hold on to this Constitution, which gave us the liberty and the freedom to enjoy Christianity, not only in America, but we can also spread it in the right way by preaching the gospel and the good news of Jesus to the whole world. You may think that Constantine was the worst thing happened in Christianity, that now the Christians are no longer persecuted. And here is my advice to you, Pastor J.D. Greer. You see, sir, if you have a problem to live in America and enjoy the freedom of being a Christian man in America, you're welcome to move to Saudi Arabia or go to Egypt. And you'll have a beautiful life there where you cannot even praise Jesus, because you may be threatened that your church will be burned to the ground and the Christians there to be kidnapped in front of your eyes, as it is happening in many Muslim countries in the world. The unity and the power which Constantine brought to the church when he united the state with the church is not the biblical teaching. But living in America, in a free Christian country, is a biblical teaching. And what you're doing right now, to have this dialogue with the most radical Muslim imam you can have in America, who is presenting himself as a lamb or a sheep. He is nothing but a wolf dressed in the sheep clothes. And you, by doing that, you'll help him to take over America, which means we'll go back to the same days when the Romans were persecuting the church. But in this case here, it would be the Muslims in America persecuting the church. And I don't believe you'll have a great joyful life as a Christian man under the new rules of Sharia and the Islamic beliefs of how Christians ought to live under their dictatorship. Yes, indeed, Pastor J.D. Greer. It took 1,100 years for the Christians to fight for their liberty from the state after Constantine, who did not follow the biblical teaching. And hundreds of thousands of Christians lost their lives to reform the church, which has left Christianity. And now what are you doing is the opposite. You're destroying the church by having unity with the Muslims, that someday the Muslims will do the same like it used to be, but even worse than that which the church saw under Constantine and the following dictators of the Catholic Church. In the last 20 years of our ministry, I have to argue with Muslims about Constantine and his role of growing the church by the edge of the sword, as you mentioned here. And we have to prove to them, right and left, that this is not the biblical way to spread Christianity. And that does not make people Christians. But sadly, now, I don't even have to argue with the Muslims. I have to debate with you for doing the work of the Muslims on their behalf here in America. I understand that Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem of the unity between the church and the state. But I'm thankful to God that I came to America 28 years ago to see that the United States of America allowed me to worship Christ and live our Christian beliefs without fear. Is there something wrong with that? Did Imam Omar Suleiman complain to you about that? Well, let us move on with the nice, soft, tender talk of Pastor J.D. Greer, who is there in that dialogue to do one thing and one thing only, which is to appease and please Imam Omar Suleiman and all the Muslims in his audience. What he did here is actually throwing the Southern Baptist Church under the bus, throwing Christianity under the bus, throwing America under the bus to please and appease the Muslims whom he is carrying this wonderful dialogue with. So listen carefully to what else Pastor J.D. Greer said in this dialogue.
And it's always this appeal because, I mean, Jesus consistently, I mean, you know, Pilate asked him when he was had him on trial, is like, you know, where's your followers? Why are they fighting? He was like, my kingdom was of this world. They would be fighting, but they're not. This is a kingdom I am bringing that is separate from the powers of the world. It critiques the powers of the world. It speaks into them. You certainly want people in government or in places to become Christians, but that's not the same thing as a Christian government.
I love it how Pastor J.D. Greer is taking this conversation between Jesus and Pilate completely out of context. Are you trying to tell me for us, the Christians who are living in America today, it is the same as in the case of Jesus to be under the power of the Romans who are prosecuting him, to find him guilty, to nail him to the cross? The circumstances of Jesus standing before Pilate have nothing to do with the circumstances of Christians who live in America in 2020. What is the connection? What is the relationship between Christians living in a Christian country is called America and Jesus Christ being prosecuted under Pilate? You see, Pilate did not understand the kingdom of Jesus. As all the Jewish people were looking for that Christ to come to have an earthly kingdom, that is a king who have a physical army to fight his battles like any other normal earthly kingdom. That's not Jesus' kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is to go to the cross. Jesus' kingdom is to die on the cross to save us from our sins. That is the kingdom of Jesus. Now, we the Christians are Jesus' kingdom. And we should appreciate God Almighty and praise Him for the liberty He gives to us to live in a country like America where we can be free Christians to do exactly what God hopes to accomplish during the days of persecution, if it is by the Romans or by the Muslims in the last 1400 years. But I think Pastor J.D. Greer have a problem with that. He does not want us to play any role in politics. And I cannot understand how in the world we can influence our world and our government here in America if we are not involved in it. Yes, we're not fighting with swords to make people in America Christians, but we must fight with every breath in us to keep our Christianity free in America, which means we will have all the rights which was given to us in the Constitution to live as Christians in America. And if we can find some godly Christian men and women to run for offices all over this country to assure us that we are not going to lose the liberty and the freedom which is given by our early fathers who came to this country once again from Europe when they escaped the persecution in Europe. That's why they came here to America in the first place. I believe these early Christians who fought for the church to enjoy what we have today are rolling in their graves to hear people like Pastor J.D. Greer speak with this tone. Yes, Jesus did not come to set an earthly kingdom, but he wants us to be the power to bring the salt and the light to to the lost world. Jesus came not to be a king on earth, but he make us to be ambassadors on his behalf in this world. Our citizenship is not of this world. We represent Christ in this world, and we must be the ambassadors. Notice the word ambassadors. That is the government positions. And we must stand for Jesus as salt and light. If we continue to follow the thoughts and the line of thinking of Pastor J.D. Greer, the church would be illegal in America, especially when the Muslims take over this land. Right now, we are persecuted by the liberals and the atheists. Tomorrow, the Muslims will be killing the atheists and the Christians alike, simply because there are plenty of atheists who do not see anything wrong with Islam. After all, atheists and Muslims are worshiping the same God, Satan, the God of this world. We do not have to control the government of America, but we can enjoy the law and the Constitution of America as it has been since the beginning of America. Now let's move on to the last sentence, which stated by Pastor J.D. Greer, and that is when he said,
"And I think that in every age there's this temptation to go to the weapons of the flesh and the world, because they're easy and you feel like they work, but in so doing you lose the one thing you're supposed to be doing, and that is proclaiming the kingdom of God, which came differently than what, you know, the powers of the world would be."
Are we living in temptation and we are using the weapons of the flesh of this world to be involved in politics? I do not know what Pastor J.D. Greer is talking about. We are living in a free country with a great constitution. Do you call this sin and temptation? Are you trying to tell me that we cannot proclaim the kingdom of God and be involved in our country to protect our constitution, which gives us all the freedoms and liberties which we enjoy today in America? So do you just love to be persecuted so that you enjoy the life of the early church? We should not allow this mindset. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.